So it's MLS Monday once again. Drew Farmer, our Major League Soccer expert, joins us on the line. And Drew, there's no MLS to talk about because we're in the midst of the Gold Cup, and the USA have started their campaign with a 1-1 draw against Panama. What's the reaction been to that result?
Well, I think a lot of the reaction so far, Richard, has been that people were unimpressed with the USA. They were a bit sluggish on Saturday when they took on Panama. They didn't play well at all in this game, but I think a lot of credit needs to be given to Panama for being a bit of an improved team. Yeah, they are one of the lesser knowns of international football, but over the last few years, we've really seen them improve in CONCACAF. They've got several players playing in Major League Soccer, so that's really helped. But in terms of the USA, this is a tournament that, by all intents and purposes, they should be finishing, playing in the final by the time it ends. And it's been set up perfectly for the team if they can top their group B right now. Set up perfectly for them to play Mexico in the final, which is really what everybody is hoping for. And in the next two group stage games, taking on Martinique and Nicaragua, I mean, there's no reason the USA shouldn't come away with 6 points from those two games and finish the group on 7 and get out of it. But if you look at the USA's the USA's roster for this tournament, they've left a few of their bigger names at home. Christian Pulisic has been left out of the side. Josie Altidore is not there. Michael Bradley, Tim Howard. Some of those older players have been left back at home to give some of these younger players a chance to really get some time for next year's World Cup. But, they're going to need to really pull it together if they want to win this tournament for the first time in a few tries.
It doesn't look like they've got a slightly easier group than some of the other main contenders. I wouldn't like to be in the group with Mexico and Jamaica, but never mind. We shall move on from the Gold Cup for the time being. And of course, we're now at the midway stage of the season. We've got the All-Star game coming up in about 3 weeks' time. But what's been who have been the main teams to who've had a good first half of the season so far, should we say?
Well, as you say, this is, I guess you could call it the midway point in the season. Most teams with about 19-20 games played now and, just about 14-15 to go in this season. Of course, as Andy and I have talked about the last few weeks, the team that's really setting the pace in Major League Soccer right now is Chicago Fire, who currently lead or tied for the lead in Major League Soccer right now on 38 points. And, this team can't stop winning, really. And they've really improved over last offseason, bringing in some key players, of course, Bastian Schweinsteiger. But Nemanja Nikolic has been outstanding for them. He currently leads the league with 16 goals this season. But right under Chicago is Toronto FC, who share first place with them right now on 38 points. And, this is a team who played in the MLS Cup final last season. They they lost there to Seattle Sounders. But Toronto FC has really worked hard on not relying so much on Sebastian Giovinco, who seemed a bit of a crutch last season for them. And, Giovinco only has 9 goals this season, which is good for 10th in the league, but it shows that Toronto FC is able to get points without him in 2017.
So obviously, that's the team to look at the top end. What about the bottom end? Who needs a real kick up the backside in the second half of the season?
Well, I think we've got to start off first with Colorado Rapids, who were the league's second-best team at the end of the season last year on 58 points, but this year they've just taken a huge step backwards, currently second to bottom in the Western Conference, 19 points from 18 games. And Colorado relied really heavily on their defense last season. They didn't score a lot of goals, but only gave up 32 with their defense, but already they've nearly equaled that number with 27 given away after 18 games, and they've not won on the road yet this season. And it looks like 5 points away from the last playoff place, so it's still pretty close there in the Western Conference. And if they get things going in this next part of the season, they could still make a run for that last playoff spot. And if we look over into the Eastern Conference, I think we can't look past DC United being the team that has been a big disappointment there. 3 straight losses right now, 18 points from 19 games. And if you look at this squad, to me, they're one of those faceless Major League Soccer teams who don't really have a standout player. Only 14 goals scored this season, which is the the lowest in Major League Soccer, and 10 points back of the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. So I really think something needs to be changed there, especially in the player personnel that they have.
You mentioned obviously a couple of players who've been performing well at the top clubs. What about any other players who've been standouts so far in the first half of the season?
I think a team that you look at is Kansas City, Sporting Kansas City, and their U.S. international Dom Dwyer, who's having a very good season this so far here in 2017, and he's got them in first place in the Western Conference. But Houston Dynamo is also a team that has surprised a few this year after finishing dead last in the Western Conference a year ago, and Eric Torres is scoring quite freely for them, 12 goals this season. And as Andy and I mentioned a few weeks ago, David Villa, he's doing it again for New York City FC, 12 goals already this season, and he's got them near the top of the table and looking really good in the Eastern Conference.
We've got the US Open Cup quarterfinals coming up this week, and I guess the surprise team in this competition is FC Cincinnati. But what do you make of the four games overall?
Yeah, that's right. So the US Open Cup will continue this week with the quarterfinals. One game over the next 4 days, kicking off tonight, tomorrow morning, actually, UK time. But eight teams remain. San Jose will play LA Galaxy. Sporting Kansas City take on FC Dallas. Miami FC take on the previously mentioned FC Cincinnati. And New England take on New York Red Bulls. And, it's going to be some excellent matchups going on. Several regional rivalries going at it. San Jose and LA Galaxy recently put on an excellent Major League Soccer League game. And they play that California derby there. But the real game is, as you kind of alluded to, is that everybody is looking forward to, is Miami FC and FC Cincinnati. These are the only two lower league teams still left in the competition. And, it's been quite some time since a lower league team has featured in the U.S. Open Cup final. I'm really rooting for this year that's going to happen again. Obviously, we'll see one of these teams in the semifinal, and I think both Miami and FC Cincinnati have a really good shot to make it to the final and even win it there. Both have some good players, some good management, and whenever the domestic cup goes, you're not really sure what kind of side an MLS team will throw out there.
I guess it's almost like the domestic cups in England, then, where sometimes the big sides don't take it as serious. Perhaps they should, and who knows? It could be an upset this year, and could have one of those non-MLS sides in the final. And I guess that would be a great boost to soccer outside the top division.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, as I said last week with Andy, I think that U.S. soccer really needs a lower league team to make it to the final and win it, to really show the strength of soccer outside of MLS. And these two lower division sides, they're only in the second division, but obviously there's no relegation or promotion in U.S. Soccer pyramid. These teams, they're really gunning for this to make it all the way to that final. And they've got everything to gain and nothing to lose, while, MLS sides have everything to lose and nothing to gain if they come up against these two teams. So it's going to be very exciting this week, and I'm going to be tuning in on the 12th.